Hello again. So it's been a little bit of a while. I think it's been a sort of coming up for a month since I did the podcast, but I have been in a bit of a sort of a dark, sad place. Not in a deep pit of depression, but just feeling a bit insular and quiet. So I've just been sort of, I think, working my way through things. Grief is a strange thing. It's but I'm feeling a little bit better now, I think. I'm the sort of gut-wrenching pain feeling of when you see something that reminds you of the person you've lost is easing off a bit, which is good. I find I'm talking to James a lot, which, so I'm like a mad old widow lady wandering around on your own talking to somebody who's not there, but I reckon he hears me. He would absolutely love what's going on in the news at the moment with Donald Trump suing the BBC. That does make me smile. He would so, just like his dream news story. So I'm a bit sad about it because I like the BBC. I'm going to really miss my costume dramas if Donald makes them go away. But where else are we? So I have taken up a hobby, which is like an old hobby. So I used to do painting, and I'm not at all saying I'm a good painter, but I used to do watercolor painting like when I was in my teens and until I sort of left home and got married, really. And every house I've ever been to, I've been lugging my big box of artist stuff with me. And so a couple of weeks ago, I dusted it off. And even though these paints are probably like 40 years old, they still work perfectly well. So I have bought myself some new brushes and some new paper. So I've been having a little doubt, and I feel terribly cultured because I put on Radio 3, some nice little bits of relaxing classical music, and sit there and do some painting. And the dogs really enjoy it. They like to sit on the, I've got a, one of the bedrooms I've converted into my little painting studio. So they sit on the bed and listen to the nice music and watch me doing some nice painting. Well, I'm not saying it's nice painting. I've got a book. So I'm just sort of refreshing things by working my way through this book, which is a course on watercolor painting, so I can remember how to do it. But it's going okay, so that's good. What else have I been doing? Doing a bit of cooking as well. I've been, so because when you're on your own, it's quite tempting to just not bother to make anything interesting to eat and just to have like toast. And so I'm trying to not do that and trying to eat nice and healthily. So, making myself, and I do enjoy cooking, so I'm still doing that. So I make a batch of something, like we'll just make a meal of something, but obviously it's going to be enough for two people. So I then just like freeze half. And in the evenings, if I don't feel like eating, I just got things in the fridge like some manchego and quince jelly and olives and nice sort of like chorizo. I say it like they tell you to in the Spanish way, just to have some like little nice nibbly bits that I can have with a glass of wine. And that seems to be sort of working quite well, better than just having something on toast. So, what else has been going on? Nothing much really. Just I've started working, getting my nose to the grindstone a bit more because it's getting close to tax return season, so I need to start thinking about cracking on with those because I've got like quite a lot to do, and I don't want to end up having to work over Christmas. So I'm trying to sort of get that done, get a balance on things. So I've been trying to take Fridays off work so that I can get a nicer work-life balance and just have a bit more time to do dog training. That's working okay at the minute, but I think I'll just do that to the end of November, and then December and January I'll just back to, well, December I'll do 5 days, and then January I'll do 7 days a week, and then hopefully in February the weather will start to get better, all the tax returns will be done. I've got somebody going back for a second viewing of James's house today, which fingers crossed they like it. I want to put an offer in, so that's a little glimmer of hope there. So hopefully that will. I've done, went round and did all the dusting and everything and tried to make it look as lovely as I could and put all my plants and scatter cushions around. What's really weird is, so when a house has been like locked up for a week or so, and when you left it, there were no flies, how come when you come back, there's like 20 dead flies on the floor? Where did they come from? It's like mysterious. but it seems to happen every week whenever I go back, more dead flies. Who knows? But it's not as bad as Amityville Horror. It's not like teeming with them. It's just a few, couple in every room, but it's just a bit bizarre. And on that note, I think that's about it. Hopefully I'm sounding a bit brighter than I did last time. I'm feeling a bit brighter than I did last time. I kind of went, it's sort of like, I was feeling a bit low, and then I went plunged down a bit lower. Then I'm coming up out the other side of that now, and be able to feel a bit happier about things and think about James, obviously, a lot and all the time, but without it making me feel tearful and sad. I still am feeling sad, but I'm now beginning to feel a bit more like I can laugh at things, or things that I think, like this Donald Trump story, it just makes me smile because I just know how much he would love that. So, yeah, I think we're getting there. So hopefully next time I'll be much more perky and I'll be able to tell you that the house has been sold, and that will make everything a lot easier. And yeah, so goodbye for now.